Plain Language Summary, Appendix 3, Updated Government Response and Progress Reporting on UNCRPD Recommendations. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, FICAHA. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 23rd of January 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Plain Language Summary, Appendix 3, Updated Government Response and Progress Reporting on UNCRPD Recommendations. This is a summary of a document attached to the Cabinet paper, Approval of the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. It updates the government's response to the 63 recommendations made by the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, to New Zealand in 2022. This update has two parts. 1. Section 1, Response to the Recommendations Considered Through the Refresh of the New Zealand Disability Strategy. 2. Section 2, Progress Updates on Recommendations with Work Due to be Completed by the End of 2025. This summary was made by the Ministry of Disabled People FICAHA. For more information, including the full Cabinet paper and appendices, visit aicomms.nz/6820 and look for Approval of the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. Background. In late 2024, the government agreed to work on 30 of the UN Committee's recommendations immediately and consider another 17 recommendations when developing the refreshed New Zealand Disability Strategy in 2025. All of the actions included in the government's 2024 response have been published on the Human Rights Monitor website. caicomms.nz/3705. Many government agencies are involved in leading work responding to recommendations. The Ministry of Disabled People FICAHA coordinates the overall response. Section 1, Response to the Recommendations Considered Through the Development of the New Zealand Disability Strategy. Overall, 16 of the 17 recommendations the government considered during the refresh of the New Zealand Disability Strategy will be progressed through the strategy. Out of these, 14 recommendations are being progressed by actions in the strategy. 7 of these are also being progressed by other work led by relevant agencies. 2 recommendations will be progressed by other work done by agencies outside of the strategy. Some of the recommendations being progressed through the strategy are general, such as strengthening disability as a key issue across government, awareness raising, and improving the collection and use of disability data. Other recommendations relate to the strategy's health, housing, and justice priority outcome areas. These cover issues such as the rights, data, and informed consent of disabled people, including children in the health system, accessible housing and modification services, protection from discrimination based on disability and other identities, safety from abuse, neglect and violence in institutions and places of detention, and adoption protections. We have set out below some examples of how the actions in the strategy and other work done by agencies will help to progress recommendations relating to health, housing and justice issues. For a full list, please see Appendix 3 to the Cabinet paper Approval of the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030 here, aicomms.nz/6820. Health recommendations about disabled people needing to understand and give consent for medical treatments will be progressed by Health Action 1. This is to review and improve policies and practices to improve disabled people's experiences in the health system and to help them make decisions about their health care. Health New Zealand is also developing a safeguarding policy and work program that will help to protect disabled people receiving health care. Housing, a recommendation on housing accessibility will be progressed by 6 actions in the housing outcome area, including developing definitions for accessible housing, data matching, identifying barriers, improving data, and developing voluntary guidelines for accessible builds. Work on the 2 recommendations in this category that are being progressed outside and alongside the strategy includes supporting disabled people to form and build capacity of representative organisations and reviewing the New Zealand standard that guides the accessibility of public buildings. Justice, recommendations on confinement, restraints and violence in institutions will be progressed by three actions in the justice outcome area, including developing a safeguarding framework, fixing gaps in information and workforce training. Other work led by the Department of Corrections and Oruna Tamariki outside the strategy actions will also strengthen the response to these. Section 2, progress updates on recommendations with work due to be completed by the end of 2025. Agencies have provided progress updates on 19 recommendations where work was planned to be completed by the end of 2025. Examples include a recommendation to adopt and implement an accessibility strategy underpinned by universal design with disabled people's organizations, including underrepresented groups, will be progressed through the Ministry of Disabled People Accessibility Work Program. This work program focuses on the built environment, digital information, emergency management, and transport. The ministry will set up an accessibility advisory group by the end of 2025. Recommendations about addressing high rates of violence and gender-based violence of disabled people will be progressed by the Executive Board for the Elimination of Family Violence and Sexual Violence System Improvement Plans. The Executive Board is completing these plans and publishing guidance on high-risk family violence by the end of 2025. The Ministry of Social Development's Disability Abuse Prevention and Response Service and the People for Us initiative. A recommendation on COVID-19 response and recovery measures involving disabled people is being progressed by the Ministry of Health as they have published an updated pandemic plan that includes disabled people as a key population group. A recommendation about preventing violence and restrictive practices in institutions and places of detention is being progressed by the Department of Corrections, which is publishing 6 monthly reports on isolation. The Department of Corrections also leads a cross-agency chief executive group to improve responses for people in the justice system who live with intellectual disabilities. Additionally, the Department of Corrections is trialing a new process to identify intellectual disability in people who are in corrections custody. A recommendation about strengthening consultation and participation of disabled people's organizations is being progressed by the Ministry of Disabled People through a number of initiatives. Updating the ministry website, continuing to engage with disabled people's organizations and the strategic advisory group, setting up an accessibility advisory group mentioned earlier, and building disabled people's organizations' capabilities through grants. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of January 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.